Chapter 8. Driving Hazards and Emergencies. When you are driving a vehicle, things can happen very fast. You may have very little time to react, so you must know how to handle emergencies when they happen. The worst hazards to safe driving are cell phone usage, weather, alcohol, drowsiness, aggressive behavior, unintended acceleration, eating and/or drinking while driving. There is no way to eliminate all potential hazards when driving. But you can better prepare yourself to handle the emergency should it present itself. Before you start your engine, always remember: never drive impaired. When approaching your parked vehicle, look in front, under and behind, scanning for any objects in your travel path. Adjust your seat cushions and mirrors. Verify that all occupants are wearing seat belts. Eliminate distractions prior to driving. Distracted driving. Distracted driving is any non-driving activity a person engages in that has the potential to distract him from the primary and complicated task of driving and increase the risk of crashing. Drivers are frequently distracted, perhaps as much as half the time. Three main types of distraction. Visual, taking your eyes off the road to look at something else. Manual, taking your hands off the wheel to do something, for example, adjusting the radio. Cognitive, taking your mind off what you're doing. While all distractions can endanger a driver's safety, texting is the most alarming because it involves all three types of distraction. Other distracting activities include using a cell phone, eating and drinking, talking to passengers, grooming, reading, including maps, using a PDA or navigation system, watching a video, changing the radio station, CD, or MP3 player. Five things to remember about distractions. All distractions are not the same, as each has different levels of risk and crash involvement. Cognitive distraction is real. Using a hands-free device may keep your hands on the wheel but not necessarily your mind on your driving. It's not just where your hands are, it's also where your head is. Laws that ban only handheld use likely will not be effective in reducing risks or crashes because the cognitive distraction still exists with hands-free phone. Texting is very high risk and teens are the highest risk group. Louisiana has laws against texting by any age group. The number one driver distraction that is involved in most of the crashes is cell phone use. Concentrating on the act of driving is vital to driving safely. The driver's seat is no place for daydreaming, intense conversation, or absent-mindedly looking at scenery. There have been too many crashes after which the driver said, "I don't know what happened." These are some suggestions to avoid distractions. 1. Turn off your cell phone or set it to silent before you get in the car. If you can't hear it, you won't be tempted to answer it or look at it. 2. Leave a message on the phone that lets others know you can't take the call. 3. If you must make a call, pull over to a safe location. 4. Have a passenger make the call for you. 5. Never, ever text or surf the web while driving. Do not read your emails while driving. 6. Prepare for your trip, whether it is long or short. If you are going to an area you are not familiar with, study maps or get driving directions before you start to drive. 7. If you are driving with pets, secure them properly before you begin. 8. If a situation should arise with a child, pull over to a safe location before you handle it. Teach children the importance of good behavior in cars. 9. Ask a passenger to serve as your co-pilot. 10. Do personal grooming at home. 11. Do not try to retrieve items that fall on the floor or elsewhere in the car. Most important of all is to focus on your driving. Refrain from smoking, eating, drinking, reading, or any other activity that may take your attention and eyes off the road. Risks and teenage drivers. Teens are at a greater risk for accidents, including fatalities, than any other age group of drivers. Teens are 50% more likely to have an accident in the first month of driving alone without parental supervision. The contributing factors are driving inexperience, risk-taking behaviors, immaturity, and greater risk exposure. The late-night lifestyle of teens adds to the risk of an accident occurring due to drowsiness. Teens are more likely to make a poor decision due to peer pressure. Teens, more than any other age group, are likely to be involved in a single vehicle crash. 1 in 3 deaths for this age group is due to a motor vehicle crash. Most teenage deaths, due to a motor vehicle accident, occur on weekends, as 53% of all teen accidents occur on the weekend. When teens were asked what they felt were the leading causes of unsafe behavior while driving, the use of alcohol and texting were listed highest. However, the top factors for fatal crashes involving teens are unsafe speeds and non-use of seatbelts. Over 2/3 of teens admit to a near miss that could have ended in a crash. Of those 2/3, there will be at least 1/2 that will have multiple near misses. Unfortunately, many teens do not make the connection between bad driving habits and close calls. Teenagers are quick learners and will often master the fundamentals of driving quickly. However, the biggest challenge a teen will face is concentrating and remaining focused on the task of driving. Teens are easily distracted while driving by the radio station, the MP3 player, or other teens in the car. Too often, teens do not have good role models to follow in safe driving habits. Only 1 in 5 teens can admit to parents talking to them regarding safe driving habits and taking an active role in the development of safe driving habits. Parents will also exhibit unsafe driving behavior while teens are in the car. Young people ages 15 to 24 make up 14% of the population in the US and 6% of the licensed drivers. However, they account for 30%, 19 billion, of the total cost of motor vehicle injuries among males and 28%, 7 billion, of the total costs of motor vehicle injuries among females. 19% of fatalities in the US involved young drivers. The risk of a teen driver being killed or injured in accidents becomes greater if there is a teenage passenger involved. The risk increases exponentially with each additional passenger. 81% of teenage motor vehicle crash deaths in 2008 were passenger vehicle occupants. Of that 81%, 55% were not buckled up. In 2009, about 3,000 teens in the U.S. ages 15 to 19 were killed and more than 350,000 were treated in emergency rooms for injuries suffered in motor vehicle crashes. While this is down from 6,100 in 2002, it is still too high. Today, drivers ages 16 to 19 have a fatality rate 4 times as high as that of drivers 25 to 29. Teenagers not only have a higher crash rate than other age groups, their crashes are different. The combination of inexperience behind the wheel and immaturity produces a pattern of fatal crashes among 16-year-old drivers that includes the highest percentage of crashes involving speeding, single-vehicle crashes, crashes due to driver, teenager, error, and occupancy. According to statistics, teenage drivers lack maturity and experience in driving. Teenagers are more willing to take risks and less likely to use safety belts. They are more likely to underestimate the dangers associated with hazardous situations and less able to cope with such dangers. With these things in mind, all states and several other countries have developed a graduated licensing program, GLP, in an effort to reduce teenage deaths on the highway. Avoiding collisions. There are 4 factors that contribute to the majority of the collisions in the U.S. They are 1. Equipment failure, brakes, unsafe tires, steering, and suspension. 2. Roadway design, traffic control devices, roadway surfaces, weather, road hazards, and traffic flow. 3. Poor roadway maintenance, debris on the highway, potholes, and construction. 4. Driver behavior, speeding, tailgating, aggressive driving, unsafe lane changing, failure to signal, and failure to give the right of way. 5. In 95% of motor vehicle accidents, there was some factor of driver behavior combined with one of the other 3 factors that caused the accident to happen. Even with the best defensive driving behavior, unfortunately, there are some occasions that an accident cannot be avoided. In a few seconds that you have before a possible crash, try not to panic. Reacting properly and quickly can avoid crashes or at least minimize the damage. To prevent some injuries that commonly occur in a collision, you should put loose items in the trunk whenever possible. Have an accident kit in your glove compartment. Your kit should include paper, pen, insurance information, medical information if needed, and emergency supplies. Know your vehicle and its braking system. If you have a manual, disc, brake system, do not brake hard and hold. This locks the wheels and puts the car into a skid. To stop quickly in an emergency, you should 1. Pump the brake. 2. Push the brake pedal hard. 3. As the car begins to skid, quickly let up on the brake. 4. Then quickly push down again. Use this quick pumping action until the car is stopped. If you have an anti-lock braking system, ABS, when the brakes are pressed hard, the ABS pumps the brakes up to 30 times, sec. According to NHTSA, the ABS works with your regular braking system by automatically pumping them. If your vehicle is not equipped with ABS, the driver has to manually pump the brakes to prevent wheel lockup. In the ABS, this system helps you maintain control and stops the car in a straight line rather than spinning out of control. Focus on where you want the car to go. ABS does not stop the car faster. It enables you to stop it where you want to by allowing you to concentrate on steering the car to safety. To determine if your vehicle has ABS, check your owner's manual. You can also determine if you have ABS by checking your instrument panel. When you start your vehicle, the ABS light will illuminate and then dim. If you see an ABS indicator light, then you have ABS. If the light stays lit, the ABS is not working correctly. Turning quickly may be your only chance of avoiding a front-end crash. If a crash looks probable, turn away from it even if it means leaving the road. Drive, rather than skid, off the road. Choose to hit something that will give way, such as brush or shrubs, rather than something hard. If you have to hit anything, try to make it a glancing blow. A sideswipe, for example, is better than a head-on crash. Never cross over into the oncoming traffic lane. The other driver may swerve back into his own lane. Sometimes you may need to speed up quickly to avoid a crash. This may be the case when another car is about to hit you from the side or from behind. If your car has a manual shift, shift quickly into a lower gear and push the gas pedal to the floor. In any case, you may have only seconds to decide and act. Oncoming car in your lane. If you see a car coming toward you in your lane, 1. Blow your horn and flash your lights to warn the other driver, if you have time. 2. Brake fast, but don't lock your wheels and lose control. 3. If the other driver keeps coming and a crash is probable, steer off the road to the right shoulder or ditch. Do not drive into the left lane. Overtaking vehicle in danger. If another vehicle is attempting to overtake and pass you but cannot complete passing because of oncoming traffic, you must act quickly to help avoid a crash. 1. If the passing vehicle continues to attempt to pass, you can help by slowing your vehicle and moving as far to the right as you can safely. 2. If the other driver definitely cannot complete the pass and must drop back, increase your speed so that he can move in behind you. 3. If the right shoulder is safe and a crash is almost certain, move quickly onto the shoulder to allow the passing car to move into your lane. In either case, be certain of the intentions of the driver of the passing vehicle before you change your speed. Protecting yourself in a crash. You may not always be able to avoid a crash. If you are about to be hit, here are some tips on how to protect yourself. The best protection before a crash is to always buckle your seatbelt and shoulder harness before you start any trip in your vehicle, no matter how short your journey will be. Rear collisions. If you are about to be hit from the rear, 1. Be ready to apply your brake so you won't be pushed into the car ahead. 2. Brace yourself between the steering wheel and the seat back. 3. Press the back of your head firmly against the head rest. Side collisions. If you are about to be hit from the side, 1. Keep a tight grip on the steering wheel. This may keep you from being thrown against the side of the car. 2. Get ready to steer quickly so that if you spin around, you can try to regain control of the car. Head-on collision. If you are about to be hit from the front, 1. Use your arms and hands to protect your face if you are wearing your seatbelt and shoulder strap. 2. If you are not using your shoulder strap, throw yourself across the seat to keep from hitting the steering wheel or windshield. Rollovers. Rollovers are much more likely than most other types of crashes to result in serious injury or death. Even though only about one of every 40 vehicles involved in a police-reported crash has rolled over, one of every three passenger vehicle occupant deaths occur in rollovers. This illustrates the seriousness of rollover crashes. The majority of rollovers occur during ordinary driving situations. Many rollovers occur when a driver suddenly swerves to avoid an obstacle such as a stopped vehicle in the road or when a driver accidentally veers off the road. When you lose control of your vehicle and it begins to slide sideways, something can trip the vehicle and cause it to roll over. This tripping object could be a curb, guardrail, tree stump, or soft, uneven ground on the side of the roadway. If you are speeding or you turn the wheel too sharply, the friction between the tires and the road can cause the vehicle to trip and then roll over. Rollover crashes are more common for sport utility vehicles, SUVs, vans, pickups and small trucks than for passenger vehicles due to their higher centers of gravity, which makes them top-heavy and more likely to tip over. Whenever the height of a vehicle rises, the center of gravity also rises. Additional cargo and passengers can also increase the chances of a rollover. You can reduce the likelihood of having a rollover crash simply by making some smart choices. Speed is an important factor that contributes to rollover crashes and one factor that you can control. The faster you drive, the less time you have to react to any emergency that suddenly arises in the road ahead of you, which means you will probably end up steering more sharply and/or braking harder. Simply obeying the posted speed limit and using extra caution in bad weather can reduce your chances of having a rollover crash. Many rollovers occur when drivers overcorrect their steering in response to unexpected situations, such as encountering a stopped vehicle in their lane or accidentally driving off the pavement. Sudden steering maneuvers at high speeds or on soft surfaces can lead to rollovers. If your vehicle leaves the paved road surface, slow down gradually, but do not jerk the steering wheel to get the vehicle back on the pavement. The most effective way to reduce the risk of injury or death in a rollover is to use your safety belt. Without safety belts, occupants in vehicles that roll can be thrown from the vehicle, greatly increasing the risk of serious injury or death. Airbags play an important part in reducing injury. Side airbags triggered by rollover sensors can prevent the upper body from being exposed to contacts with the ground or even complete occupant ejection. Other vehicle emergencies. Skids. Most skids happen when you try to turn or stop suddenly on slippery pavement. If the rear of your car starts to slide, don't use your brakes. Steer in the direction in which the rear end of your car is skidding. To steer out of a skid. 1. Take your foot off the gas pedal. 2. Turn your front wheels only enough to keep them going straight down the road. If the rear of your car is skidding to the right, turn the front wheels to the right. Turn left for a skid to the left. 3. Be careful not to oversteer. Your car may start to skid the other way. Again, turn your wheels in the direction of the skid. You can feel when the car is back under control. Then, straighten the wheels. Taking these simple tips into account can save your life. 1. You can prevent skids by driving slowly and carefully, especially on curves. Steer and brake with a light touch. When you need to stop or slow, do not brake hard or lock the wheels and risk a skid. Maintain mild pressure on the brake pedal. 2. If you do find yourself in a skid, remain calm. Ease your foot off the gas, and carefully steer in the direction you want the front of the car to go. You must be prepared to turn the steering wheel again and again until the front of the vehicle is traveling in a straight line. For cars without anti-lock brakes, avoid using your brakes. If your car has ABS, brake firmly as you steer into the skid. 3. Avoid hydroplaning by keeping your tires inflated correctly. Maintain good tire tread. Don't put off replacing worn tires. Slow down when roads are wet, and stay away from puddles. Try to drive in the tire tracks left by the cars in front of you. 4. If you find yourself hydroplaning, do not brake or turn suddenly. This could throw your car into a skid. Ease your foot off the gas until the car slows and you can feel the road again. If you need to brake, do it gently with light pumping actions. If your car has anti-lock brakes, then brake normally. The car's computer will automatically pump the brakes much more effectively than a person can do. 5. A defensive driver adjusts his or her speed to the wet road conditions in time to avoid having to use any of these measures. Caution. Different types of braking and steering systems and vehicles with four-wheel drive or front-wheel drive respond in different ways. If your car begins to skid due to wet or icy conditions, let off the gas. Do not brake. Simply look and steer in the direction you want to go. Be prepared to counter-steer after making the initial steering corrections. Try not to use your brakes during a side skid. If necessary, pump them lightly. ESP stands for Electronic Stability Program. Many vehicles today come equipped with an especially that works in conjunction with ABS brake system. The ESP computer continually monitors the traction available. ESP electronically compares where a driver is steering the vehicle and where the vehicle is actually going. When ESP senses traction problems between the two, it selectively applies any one of the vehicle brakes to reduce the possibility of a skid and helps the driver to maintain control and stability of the vehicle. In traction loss, with ESP you should steer the vehicle toward the direction you are looking and avoid abrupt steering. The ESP will electronically adjust the vehicle, reducing the traction loss and allowing you to steer the vehicle toward the travel path. Wheels roll off the pavement. If your wheels should slip off the edge of the road, do not try to turn back onto the pavement right away. This could cause you to swerve into the lane of oncoming traffic. You should stay on the shoulder. 1. Slow down by gently using your brakes. 2. If there is no drop-off from the pavement, gently steer back onto the road. 3. If the shoulder is much lower than the pavement, A. slow to a very slow speed, 10 miles per hour. B. Look for traffic coming in both directions. C. Turn your wheels sharply back onto the pavement. Stalled on railroad tracks. If your vehicle is stalled on a railroad track and there is immediate danger of an approaching train, don't try any last-minute heroics to make it. Get all passengers and yourself out and walk quickly alongside the tracks in the direction toward the approaching train so that you will not be struck by debris when your vehicle is hit. If danger is not immediate, and you are certain there is time, you may move your vehicle off the tracks. Tire blowout. The most important rule is, don't panic and don't slam on the brakes. You should. 1. Hold the steering wheel firmly and keep your car in the same lane. There may be a strong pull to the right or left. 2. Let your car slow down. Don't use the brakes until you have slowed to a safer speed, around 30 miles per hour. 3. Then brake gently and pull off the road into a safe area. Gas pedal sticks. If your gas pedal sticks, keep your eyes on the road. 1. Put the gear shift in neutral. 2. Try to free the pedal with your foot. Have your passenger try to free it if you can't. 3. Turn the ignition off. Use care not to lock the steering wheel locking mechanism. Vehicle with power steering and brakes will require much more effort to control. 4. Put on the brakes. Pull off the road into a safe area. Brakes fail. At the first sign of trouble, try not to panic. Do not put your parking brake on suddenly. This could cause you to lose control of your vehicle. Instead, work your vehicle into the right lane and then toward the shoulder or, if possible, toward an exit. If it is necessary to change lanes, do so smoothly and carefully, watching your mirrors and the traffic around you. 1. Let the car slow down gradually by taking your foot off the gas pedal. Simply steer your vehicle as it slows and shift the car into a lower gear to let the engine help slow the car. 2. Shift into neutral and gradually apply the handbrake until the vehicle stops. If that brake has also failed, direct the car onto a soft shoulder or rub the wheel against a curb, which will help the car slow down. 3. Do not attempt to drive your vehicle, no matter how slowly, without brakes. Call for help. Loss of a wheel. This is a rather uncommon emergency, but if it should happen, use the same procedure as for a tire blowout. The warning signs are a thumping noise and/or pulling to one side. Once stopped, you will be unable to move the vehicle, it must be towed. Overheating. If steam begins to come from under the hood, your cooling system is boiling. You should pull to the side of the road and turn off the engine. Do not open the radiator cap. Wait for the engine to cool. Fire. Most vehicle fires occur as a result of an overheated engine, an electrical short, a fuel leak, or an oil leak. Any burning odor should be immediately investigated. If smoke comes from under the hood, 1. Drive off the road clear of traffic and stop. 2. Turn off the engine and all electrical switches. 3. Get all passengers out of and away from the vehicle. Poisonous fumes may fill the vehicle. 4. If the fire is small, use a chemical fire extinguisher, dirt, mud, sand, or clothing to smother the fire. Do not use water on gasoline, oil, or an electrical fire. 5. If a large gasoline or oil fire develops, you may not be able to fight it. Don't try. Seek assistance. Dead battery. If your car has a dead battery, be very careful if you jump-start it from another car's battery. Either battery could possibly explode and cause you injury. Here are some helpful hints. 1. Take off the vent caps from both batteries. Put a cloth over the open vent wells. 2. Turn off lights, heater or air conditioning and radio. 3. Connect the positive post of the dead battery to the positive post of the live battery. 4. Then connect the negative post of the live battery to the negative post of the dead battery or to the engine block or frame. Make sure the two cars are not touching. Then, start the car giving the jump. After letting it run a few minutes, start the other car. Take off the cables in the opposite order and put the vent caps back on. Safely discard the cloth used to cover the vent wells. If you get battery acid on your skin, eyes, or car, wash it off immediately with water. Never light a match or smoke a cigarette near a battery. The fumes from the battery can cause an explosion. Breakdowns. At the first sign of car trouble, gently and smoothly take your foot off the accelerator. Do not brake hard or suddenly. Carefully work your vehicle toward the side of the road. If you are on an interstate, try to reach an exit. Signal your intentions to drivers behind you. If it is necessary to change lanes, watch your mirrors and the traffic around you closely. Once off the road, make your car visible. Put reflectorized triangles behind your vehicle to alert other drivers or use your emergency flashers. If it is dark, turn on the interior dome light, or, if you have flares, put them at least 100 feet behind your car. Do not try to flag down other vehicles. Raise your hood and tie a white cloth to the radio antenna or hang it out a window so enforcement officers or tow truck operators will know you need help. Don't stand behind or next to your vehicle. If the car is in the roadway, stand away from the vehicle and wait for help to arrive. If your car is safely out of traffic, wait inside the vehicle with the doors locked. Use your cellular phone to call for help. If someone stops and offers to help, open the window slightly and ask them to call for assistance. Watch for a uniformed police officer or other emergency personnel. All interstate highways and major roads are patrolled regularly. Also, some highways have special call boxes for roadside assistance. It is unadvisable to walk on an interstate, especially during inclement weather. However, if you can reach a source of help on foot without jeopardizing your physical or personal safety, try the direct approach by walking, but keep as far away from traffic as possible. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Carbon monoxide poisoning can be deadly. Carbon monoxide is gas given off from a vehicle's exhaust system. It can seep into a car if there are holes in the exhaust system. Your car may take in this gas from cars in traffic jams. It may build up when the engine is running in a closed space such as a garage. Because carbon monoxide does not have an odor, you can be affected without knowing it. It can make you sleepy. Early symptoms include yawning, dizziness, and upset stomach. If any of these occur, suspect carbon monoxide poisoning and get fresh air immediately. Driving in adverse weather. Flooded roadways. Flooding can occur when streams and rivers flow over their banks, when dams or levees break, when there is runoff from deep snow, or any time there is rainfall. Floodwaters can be found on roads, bridges, and low areas. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. Be cautious, especially at night, during storm seasons, or any time that flooding is common in your area. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling, and 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the waters to subside. Becoming submerged in water. Sometimes the unthinkable does happen. An estimated 400 people die each year when their car becomes submerged in water and they are unable to escape. Whether due to flooding or if you are in a crash and your vehicle enters a pond, lake, river, or other body of water, you should remain calm and assess the situation. If your vehicle enters water, it will only float on the surface for 30 to 60 seconds, so make every attempt to get out of the vehicle immediately. Do not stay and wait for the car to fill with water. Immediately unbuckle your seatbelt and roll the window down. Even the electronic windows keep working for some seconds if the key remains in the ignition and the engine is engaged. Once the window is down, climb on top of the vehicle if the car is not fully submerged. Before trying to swim away, assess the current of the water. If the vehicle is sinking quickly and you cannot get the door or window open, you will have to wait for the pressure to equalize. Take off heavy clothing that will cause you to sink, but keep your shoes on in case you have to kick the window to escape. Kick out a side window. Do not try to break or kick out the windshield. Windshields are now designed with glass that does not shatter. When the water along the window is to your shoulder, try to open the door. If you are able to, there will still be a rush of water coming into the vehicle. Don't panic. Continue to work your way out of the vehicle. If you cannot open the door or window, there will be a small air pocket near the part of the vehicle which is highest in the water. If you can't get a side window open, take a breath and kick the window out or use a tool to break the window. Go to the air pocket for one more breath and then escape. If there are passengers in the car, they may have to escape out the front, as some cars have passenger windows that are not designed to roll down completely. If there are children in the car, unbuckle the oldest child first and then the smaller younger ones. The older children should require less assistance to safety than the smaller ones. Don't panic and stay calm. Memorize this acronym to help you, and remember, you will have only seconds to save yourself and your passengers. P. Pop the seatbelt open. O. Open windows by breaking or rolling them down. There are tools designed for this for sale at hardware stores. G. Get. O. Out. Do not stay in the car and wait for help. Traffic crashes. 1 in every 8 drivers will be involved in a motor vehicle crash this year, according to the National Safety Council. Collision. If you are involved in a traffic crash resulting in injury, death, or property damage, you are required to: 1. Stop your vehicle immediately if it is clear and safe. Do not leave the scene of the crash without identifying yourself. Have someone warn approaching traffic to prevent further damage. Make sure to turn off the ignitions of the vehicles involved. 2. Make a first aid check of all persons involved in the crash. Call the police and ask for an ambulance if needed. If in doubt, assume that an ambulance is needed. 3. Gather the names of all persons in the motor vehicles and people who witnessed the crash. Drivers must give their name, address, and vehicle license number, and if requested, display their driver's license to any person involved in the accident. 4. If you damage an unattended vehicle or property, you must notify the police and attempt to locate the owner. Leave your name, address, and telephone number on a note where the owner will be sure to see it. 5. Make a quick diagram of where the vehicle occupants were seated and indicate the vehicle's direction of travel and lane. Also note the date, time, and weather conditions. 6. Notify your insurance company as soon as practical. Give complete information about the accident. See your doctor as soon as possible if you are injured. 7. If you are not trained in first aid, remember that there are only a few things that you can do. 8. Summon help. Try to help the injured where they lie in order of their needs. Keep them warm. To stop bleeding, place a clean cloth over the wound. If a person has stopped breathing, give first aid if you know how. Do not move the injured person unless there is immediate life-threatening danger. Movement could cause more injury. Ask a walking injured person to sit or lie down on his back. If the person is bleeding from the lower part of the face or jaw, turn him on his side. Do not give fluids. You should not try to take an injured person to the hospital yourself unless there is no other way to get help. With serious injuries, improper movement may be harmful. Unattended motor vehicles. Louisiana's Move It, Move It, Move It, Steer It Clear campaign is an attempt to make you aware of your responsibility to remove vehicles from the roadway to the nearest soft shoulder. In accordance with Louisiana law, no person driving or in charge of any motor vehicle shall permit it to stand unattended without first stopping the motor, locking the ignition, removing the key, and effectively setting the brake. Removal of vehicles from the roadway will play a great role in reducing traffic congestion and reduce the chances of secondary crashes. Approach of an authorized emergency vehicle. If you are approached by an authorized emergency vehicle, police car, ambulance, fire truck, etc., making use of audible or visual signals, you will always yield the right of way and immediately drive to a position parallel to the right-hand edge or curb and remain stopped until that vehicle has passed. When driving on an interstate highway or other highway with two or more lanes traveling in the same direction, yield the right of way by making a lane change into a lane not adjacent to the parked vehicle, if possible with due regard to safety and traffic conditions. If a lane change is not possible, the driver shall slow to a reasonably safe speed. When driving on a two-lane road, maintain a safe speed for road conditions, if unable or unsafe to change lanes, or driving on a two-lane road or highway.